Blog Talk Radio.
That little music intro always gets me a little bit excited. Today is Monday, September 7th, 2020, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Labor Day to you all, and happy Master Your Mindset Monday. You know I'm always excited about that. And do we have stuff to talk about today? Oh, yes, we do. We've been experiencing some very trying times, haven't we? At least most of us have in some way. We've felt the impact of everything that's been created by the pandemic and our ongoing political issues and issues and issues and issues and issues and issues. And life has changed. How we do things has changed. It's created a lot of fear. It's created distress. It's created downfalls in folks' lives. It's created a lot of heartbreak. Ooh, it's created hopelessness for many people, and it has actually challenged faith, I'm sure, in most hearts and homes. It's pressed us to limits in ourselves, both hard and hard to deal with. And these words and so many other words, it's caused us to have a great deal of pain, to say the least. So my question today, because I'm telling you, we're at the worst of it, I think. And question is, on this Labor Day, to spin a play on words, is are we in labor? We are certainly feeling the pains, and they are hard, they're serious, and they're beyond ignoring. Well, my special guest and radio BFF and superstar RRRR TV host, Cassandra McShepherd, and I are going to share some thoughts with you as we always do on Master Your Mindset Mondays. And I tell you, we are feeling the pains. Are we in labor? Welcome, Cassandra. Tell me, sis, what do you
Silver.
Think?
Silver. Yes, I think life can certainly be viewed by many as perpetually laborious, but usually after the labor comes the birth, a new birth, a birth of something new. And as we talk about a metaphorical labor like this, what is birthed, I should say, is in large part due to our thinking and the way that we are handling the labor. And so, yeah, I would definitely say, I really like your play on words and a play on thought for Labor Day. This, we have been in a period of time unlike any other in history that I know about, and especially because of how evolved we are, but how evolved we thought we were also. And this has really brought it down to the core. And even though certain things are moving, it's moving in such an odd and strange way for us. In the beginning, people were talking about, well, getting back to normal, but there is clearly a new normal, and I'm not even sure that we have seen what that is going to look like yet. So, yes, we are in labor, but again, we should rejoice because, first of all, why not? And secondly, the birth, whatever is birthed, is not something apart from our thinking, apart from our making.
Well, you know, several thoughts came to me, and very similar, of course, to things that you said. We're always in such alignment with these shows, even though we haven't spoken before we get on the air with it. But I kept thinking about how we've heard many a speaker or preacher say, we are pregnant. You're pregnant with possibility. You're pregnant with possibility. Yes. And all that came to me today is that we are pregnant with a pandemic and politics right now. That's what we're pregnant with. And we are full-term problems. That's how I see it. And that's the truth. And that's bad news. I mean, it's causing excruciating situations, excruciating pain. But the good news, like you said, we're giving birth and we're all going to give birth. And what I see as we take a spin on these issues, Cassandra, is that there's going to be I'm believing, and I'm speaking it, a greater strength in our country, maybe the world even, and a greater restoration, because there's been so much tearing down of people's lives and livelihood. Mm-hmm. I believe we're in a culture where we are comeback people. You know, we will make a comeback.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be solutions, new solutions to a lot of things that people had not considered or thought about or thought they'd ever live through. And so that may seem so intangible right now for a lot of people. If you've ever lived through anything tough, minor or major, you know that even with something of this magnitude, that's what's always on the other side if you survive it. That's what's always on the other side, that strength, the restoration, and solutions to situations and things. So that's the optimistic side that we're going to take, as we move through this conversation today, because that's the reality. And, of course, with the metaphor, the labor pains and the pregnancy and all, one of the first things I wrote down is push, 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 and keep on pushing, scream and cry and agonize, but keep on pushing. And that's exactly, I mean, that comes so easy for me to say. It wasn't always easy for me to do in the midst of things, because, you can't stop a baby from coming, but you can cause that process to slow down. But, you know, I've been in some places where I know you just got to keep on pushing. I think I'm in that place and space most every day. It doesn't mean things are wrong necessarily, but we're in that place. I mean, that's what we got to do. That's the thing we have to grasp into our mind and heart and spirit. We just got to keep on pushing. You know, life could be a whole lot worse, believe it or not. It could be. And and so we just have to get ourselves get our bearings and just keep on pushing. and not give ourselves an opportunity to resist that. Just have a made up mind. You got to push.
But you know, Silver, drama is a mother of invention, and a history certainly shows that, and even this situation shows that people have found new incredible ways to continue pushing on, to hold on, to people have recreated. I mean, certainly, I've heard that there are many businesses that are considering, since they have been working from home, continuing that. I mean, everything is really, we know I've never birthed no babies, right? But I certainly get the concept, and I saw it happen, which is when I realized I wasn't that kind of girl. But it was such a, I can't, what word do I have? I just want to, precipice. I mean, you are at that point, fever pitch. I can't even fathom the pain. And yet and still within that, as we're talking about a literal birth, within that is a hope. Is such a hope for something new. As you said, you cannot stop that baby from coming. Well, in this metaphorical birthing, labor conversation, we cannot stop a new thing from coming. We never mm-hmm. were able to. We will never be able to. However, just like that child is made, hopefully, and in many cases, of two people who love each other, whatever is coming that is new is going to be made of, again, as I said, our focus, our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's going to be made of many people's fears and their disconnection. But the point is, whatever is coming, whatever new thing, whatever new way is coming, whatever we are on the precipice of, is entirely dependent upon how you go through the labor, how you are thinking, what you are believing, what you are doing, what you're watching, what you're focusing on, the conversations that you're having, the rabbit holes you're falling into, or the potholes you're avoiding.
Mm-hmm.
Because thoughts mm-hmm. are things, creative things.
Yes, for sure they are. And I know I can't imagine, I can imagine what it feels like for people who maybe had not grasped the ability to reason through situations and to process, you know, such a major hit to life. And you know, some of the stories I read are just so heartbreaking about families and the distresses and not, you know, the depression and the, you know, the feelings of hopelessness. And, you know, we need some escapes. And one of the things I wrote down is that there's really any type of epidural for this kind of painful situation. You know, there's no numbing it. You can't numb it. In fact, I think it would just be a bad idea to try to numb it. I really do believe in the process of pain, that you have growth if you can endure, if you can reason through it, if you can process it. There's no reason to try to numb it. I think that you don't learn and you don't grow, and it creates other ways to escape that are extremely negative for any human being. But there are escapes. There's no epidural, but there are escapes. And the pain is not going to go away until the things that I said are born, the strength, the restoration, you know, that hope, that increased faith, that eye-opening thing that happens once you've come through a situation. So in the meantime, and as you said about watching, I was chuckling here because so many things you said, I've made notes about, but it's a painful watch and it's a painful wait, because in regard to birthing, and these are the words that I wrote, there is just no way to put into words, to describe the pain that you feel when you are in labor.
Girl,
there is no way to put it into words.
Unless you've been through it, yes. I never even attempt to insult. But what I'm saying is, you can you even fathom it? I never even insult women who have given birth with my conversation about that, because I'm telling you, when I saw it happen, I realized, oh, I could never do that. And I can do a lot of things. I'm not that kind of girl. I just could not. It was oh my God. Yes, I would agree with you. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
It is
indescribable.
But many for some people, some people have a hard time dealing with many things, and for whatever reason, for what we know so far or the paths that we've come from, there are some people who unfortunately throw their hands up at the least little thing. And then there are those who, no matter what, as long as they draw breath, are determined to push, 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 as you say. And for those that are that do believe, I should say, in conditions, and who don't understand first cause and God is first cause, but for those who mm-hmm. do believe in conditions, I would say, as you said before, and as we talk, Silver, we've been talking for years, and we've been talking about getting ready for a day such as this. We talked about preparing yourself if the sun was shining on you for a day that would be cloudy, and the about that. And that doesn't mean that if you didn't get ready, oh well, it ain't too late if you're still breathing. We as individuals have, as children of God, have all that we ever will need to come through any and everything. It's been written. And so much of it is how you think it. I have been for months now, for the most part, minding my own business, staying at home, being very, very particular about what information comes across my path, because I don't need to be primarily in here by myself tripping on things that are happening outside of my house. Why would I put myself through that? You say that mm-hmm. we can't avoid the pain or should not avoid the pain. Well, I say that if it moves you to do something, but to look at it, just to look at it, to look at it, just to know what's going on in another part of the city or the state or the country, to then sit in yourself and be frustrated about it, for what? When you could be playing video games, having a cocktail, and watching a movie. I'm just saying.
For sure. For sure. But I speak to those who I agree with you, and I'm on the same page with you, and we'll get to actually talking about that. But there are people, as I said, who just not grasp the concepts of something like this happening and don't really know that's something that easy works. And so it's as you said, like staring at it, but you don't just stare at it in, you know, just be staring at it. You do have to do something with it. And that's what I spoke to when I said processing it. You and I know what that means. And, you know, we know breaking it down and praying through it and pushing through it and all of those things. But for the people who have not become experts at dealing with things, you have to allow yourself to experience it and to explore it and to know that you are going to, pardon me, eventually find yourself on the side of calling it an experience that you can even
yes.
at some point talk about and be a part of someone else's process and growth, just like what we have taken on as a mission. So, I do get it. I believe in you know, doing something else as an escape. It really does help. And I'm going to point out some of those things in just a moment, but I want to go just back a little bit when I was talking about the pain of childbirth. We have to remember that the great majority of people survived it, and we will survive this time of life as well. It's something we just have to understand consciously that we will. I don't believe that the world is getting ready to come to an end. I still see too many things, and if you're paying attention, there's too many life forces still operating and going and moving and all of that. Not that it could not end in a day or a moment, but we're still pushing. You know, people are still pushing. We're still doing things and still moving, and we have to remember that we will survive that. What that means is that we do, though, have to drum up all the optimism and bear down on the pushing through it. That's what it's going to take. I feel myself speaking to people in business and moms and dads and teachers and all manner of people in all kinds of professions and walks of life, but that's what it's going to take, some optimism and bearing down on that pushing, whatever it takes from day to day. And one of the things you mentioned earlier, Cassandra, is about how we think and our belief. And I'm going to talk about some of the escapes now, and you can as well, because I know you do some things too. Just we've developed these habits and they work. But every day throughout the day, I have to, every day throughout the day, take my mind to a higher place that says to my belief system that this time we're in will not last. And it won't. And so I choose that thought over everything that tries to pop up that's negative, that's threatening, that's challenging, that my belief system, what I tell my mind, what I believe is a fact, what I believe is truth, is that we are going to get through this, that it's not going to last. And this country has been through tough times. The world has been through tough times. And we've always found ourselves on the other side, and very often
greater. Yes.
What say you?
You know, Silver, I, as you were speaking, I was thinking about what you and I've talked about before, the breakdown before the breakthrough. And it feels like the bow is just going to break. And yet and still, for many of us, we have to be pushed to those points of a discomfort, of unbearable pain, of the inability to continue going on as we have been going on, before we will change, before we're forced to change. What is the saying? Lord, make me so afraid.
Uncomfortable.
Thank you. Lord, make me so uncomfortable till I have to do a new thing in this respect. And you also talked about what you do on a daily basis. I do also. I have been now, since this started, been doing what I call church with a friend in Montana and a friend across town via Zoom, Science of Mind. And we meet almost every single day for about an hour, where we read, there's a daily guide, a Science of Mind. And what I love about Science of Mind, it is certainly a spiritual based, it's God-based. I'm not interested in anything that is not. But it's also very applicable to living. And then we tested, too, the Science of Mind book and the Bible. And so I am, as the old saints used to say, prayed up. Girl, I'm so prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here listening to you. I'm like, I'm thinking, is something wrong? Is something? No disrespect for those that want to suffer, but I choose not to suffer myself. So I'm like, oh, is stuff going on? But you talked about what you tell yourself and what you do yourself. The mind is such a fascinating thing. It's such an interesting muscle, and it is so trainable, and it is so susceptible. And let's not forget that it is so creative, because it is tapped into the mind of God. All right? And so the stories we tell us, and God's answer is yes. Yes, 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 yes. The stories we tell ourselves, it's like laying the bricks to the road that you are going to walk on. You can tell yourself anything, and that's going to make it true for you. It's not going to make it true for me, and I could be standing right next to you walking down the same street. But if you believe in potholes, you will trip. I do not believe in potholes. I will not. It is the story. It is so critical, and it is. We live in a world where we are bombarded with what somebody else thinks is important for us to know. And we, without thought, and oftentimes, unfortunately, without question, digest this noise, this information, and try to process it and try to make it make sense to us when 90% of it ain't got nothing to do with you. But you all up in somebody else's business, stressed and pressed. Decide, you're going to tell yourself, train your mind, master your mindset. That's what this is about. And I promise you, if you don't eat popcorn, you will not regurgitate popcorn. If you don't eat bad information and pay attention to all the nonsense when you're minding your own business, that is not the stuff that's going to be floating through your mind. What you fed on, what you focused on, what you read, what you talked about, whatever you do or think about is what's going to come and haunt you or visit you when you mind in your own business or when you open your mouth. I can't tell you. I mean, I cannot in this conversation honestly list for you the litany of stuff that's going on in the world because I blissfully do not know. I know what's going on in my house and in my head, and I am at peace in the midst of all of this.
I agree with that. I mean, I think more recent years, people are really getting it about the how important it is how we think, because it seemed that prior to an awakening of that, we just thought that whatever was coming in was just, you know, flowing through and out and whatever. But we can master our mindset.
We ate it.
And another thing, every day, throughout the day, I escape to thoughts and things that refresh and restore my strength. And, you know, I thought about my vehicle, and I'm thinking, you know, how we keep them going. We have to put gas in them. And this is, again, reflecting on what you just said. Now, I can't put Kool-Aid in that tank. I can't put Coca-Cola. I can't put water in there and expect that it's going to do something that it's supposed to do efficiently as I put gasoline in there, because that's what works. That's what makes it work. That's what makes that engine fire up and keeps me going. And I have to put some more if it, you know, it runs out or gets low. And so people need to understand that it works that way. I mean, if you keep putting stuff that's just flaky and hearsay and gossip and fake news, you know, all of that in your head, even believe that you're going to work and live at your optimum. It's just really hard to do that. And the whole aspect of feeding yourself with positive information and ignoring the information that is making you diseased is it just makes sense. Now, I do,
you know,
pay attention to the news for about 15 to 30 minutes a day, just because that's enough for me to see, are we making any progress, or is it still the same, or are you guys just confusing us all the more with all of this stuff? Because as you said a few minutes ago, Cassandra, you know, most of it we can't do anything about. So I am not going to spend a lot of my quality thought time trying to figure out some of those problems, because they are truly out of my hands. If this whole thing that we're going through, this pregnant with these problems right now, it's so multi-layered, and it's, you know, there's so many wheels turning. I will do my own little bitty part, which is a major part. I'm going to the polls to vote. I'm going to make sure I do the self-care that's necessary until they figure out that we can go through life without feeling like we can't touch each other anymore or speak close to each other. And we can stop wearing these masks. I'm going to do those things because, okay, all right. Okay, I'm going to. I can't say how I feel about some of all of this because I know I'd get challenged, but I'm going to do the smart thing, but what I'm not going to do is be bombarded into a place where I can't live and move and have my being in the way that I need to in a positive way. So I think that choosing to restore your strength as regularly as you need to, and it's interesting, my devotion today was on Psalm 46:1. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help, a very present help in time of trouble. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh yeah, I can indeed. And even though, you know, that's one scripture, there are tons of them that can help you feel empowered, feel supported, feel like you can make it. And that's the kind of thing we need to look for, even in the midst of this, because what can happen to you is that you say, God is my refuge and strength, and then you turn your head this way, and the world is falling apart, and then you stay attentive on that part too long, and then you're like, where is God? Yeah. Is it, you know? No.
But Silver,
I
was listening to you talk about your car. And most, whether they drive or not, understand the basic process of, in order to make a car run, you do have to put gas in it. Most people understand, whether they drive or own a car or not, that there are other there's other maintenance that a car needs, not necessarily on a daily basis, but there's other maintenance that it needs. This is common knowledge. Unfortunately, what is not common knowledge, Silver, is how we take care of ourselves, how we keep ourselves running. And so I appreciate this bit of this part of the conversation that we're having, because it's such a visual, but it is so true that we do need to. And if we have not given that some thought, give it some thought. You can test it out. Watch a funny movie and then pay attention to an hour of politics and see how you feel after each. And then,
you know,
feed yourself on more of what makes you feel good. I'm sorry.
Right. That's right. Well, you brought up the next thing I have down, and that is escape from, you know, those things that make you feel that way. Mood is important, and I have every day throughout the day, I pay attention to myself, my mood and my attitude, and I realize that I have to stay positive, and I make those choices. If something happens that impacts me in a negative way, and I don't mean that both of us, and I don't say this as pats on our own backs, but we're extremely compassionate people and helpful people and supportive people, so we're not saying we're none of that. We're talking about keeping our own selves in check when it comes to dealing with day-to-day life. That's what we're talking about. Cassandra and I love on more people than and have in our lives and still do and always will. But we're talking about a self-check right now, taking care of yourself in the midst of all of this. And so paying attention to how, if it feels like you're not feeling good, don't go with that. Go find something that's going to make you feel better. Don't agree with yourself on, you know, the sky is falling, or the sun's not shining, or the clouds are heavy. Don't agree with yourself on that, because you have an option to make a choice to help yourself feel better. And it's a regular thing. You have to keep at it. That's why I said every day throughout the day, I check myself. I'm feeling some kind of way. You know, if I think about certain things that have really greatly impacted my life, some losses, I deal with that maybe for a minute in my heart. But I know I can't stay there, because you can sink into a deep place if you focus too much on that, the things that emotional distress. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go there. I don't want to be there. I don't want to live there, and I won't. And so check your moods. And one of the last things I have, Cassandra, I'll say this, and you can say the wrap to it. You know, every day throughout the day, I'm being thankful. And I can remember, and here's the thing about that, because I know people would say, you need to be thankful. I'm thinking, what the hell, feel any of that? But you do get to a place where you can say, even when you don't understand what's going on or what's going to happen next or how things are going to shake out or, you know, you're in pain, you can be thankful. Thankful that you know that somehow, some way, someday, you're going to get through whatever it is. And it's not the kind of thankful like you just feel like jumping up and doing a happy dance, that kind of joy. It's something that's just in your heart that you feel that, you know, I'm thankful. This is a crisis. I'm having a hard time. But I'm thankful that as long as I'm living and breathing, somehow or another, some way or another, someday down the road, I can get past this if I just keep pushing.
Thank you are two of the most powerful words, I think, in our language. I knew a pastor when I lived in California, and she would just all the time mumble, thank you, Lord, thank you. Just like breathing. And I thought, too, like you, Silver, how odd. what is she doing? And again, like I said, we're talking some 25 years ago. I understand now that thank you is in of itself communion. Thank you is a prayer. Thank you is recognition. Thank you is turning to God. And as we turn to God, God turns to us. As we turn to God, we make a way to receive more of something to be thankful for. Thank you is so incredibly powerful. So I now, just like that pastor, walk around my house saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. And it does become, or I should say it can become that as that communion, as that relationship, as that conversation develops, because it is a conversation, I promise you this. It can become a bubbling over, a jumping for joy kind of thing. If you're not in the habit of saying thank you or thinking thank you or being grateful, I am not going to promise you that if you spend a day saying thank you, that you're going to be jumping for joy. I'm not saying that, but you might be. But if you develop the attitude of gratitude. But if you develop, if you develop that, and it is a recognition. It is an honoring. It is an understanding of placement of who's on top, and a faith and a trust in the one on top, and understanding your place as a child of the King, and that you are covered. It's all of that. It's all
yes,
of that.
Yes.
It's huge.
It indeed is.
And it works for you if you do it, whether you believe in it or not. That's the beautiful thing about it. You got to believe enough to try it,
true.
To do it with some kind of consistency. Yes.
It's true. And I can remember decades ago reading information like that said, even if you don't feel it or believe it yet, just keep doing it, because at some point
praise
it will
anyway.
Begin.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the absolute
That's
truth.
What it does.
Well,
that's
yeah,
what it
indeed.
Does.
Well, it's been a pleasure doing the show today.
Where did the time go?
Oh my goodness, it just flies by, it seems. But I've been in a transition and from Houston to Dallas, Fort Worth, and still trying to get my bearings with some of that, and as far as a move and all of that. So I haven't been as consistent as I would like. I've got a list of people been trying to get me to get show scheduled. So I'm going to get on that so I can get myself back on track. But I'm always just so excited and delightful when we're doing our shows together. A lot of people probably don't know that we were actually co-hosts many years ago on Land Radio, and we just have continued our I like to call it mission of talking together and sharing some of our life notes with folks. So, and today was no different. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you were available to do it.
Always,
so,
always.
Let's do it again next
month. I make myself available. Works for me. Oh, and
right.
in between now and then, people, hold on. Push, as Silver says, push through. Tell yourself a good story. Have a happy meal. And be thankful.
Absolutely. And all of you, please check out Cassandra McShepherd's website. She is just truly a superstar. She does so many things, and she may not be doing anything right now during these pregnant with problem times, but
I'm building
all going to be coming out of the gate strong. Huh?
I'm building furniture, but go on. Building furniture.
Well, I was saying, I think once this is all done, we're all going to be coming out of the gate stronger than ever. But, girl, you go on and build that furniture. That's why I call you the superstar, R-R-R-R. You can do stuff. For real, bro.
I got power tools.
You got power.
Until the next
period.
Time. I do. But so does everybody. Everybody does.
Yeah. That's
use it.
So true.
Plug it in.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Yes. Sure.
And thank all of you as well for taking the time to listen in to what we have talked about today. So in answer to the question, are we in labor? Yes, indeed we are. And you know what? Something's got to give. Can these pangs get worse before they get better? Well, I hope they don't, but yes, they can. So just keep on pushing. Things that we give birth to are those solutions, resolve, and restoration, as I said. So we just got to keep on pushing. It's hard work, but I'll tell you what, delivery and deliverance is going to come. You better believe it. So in the meantime, you guys enjoy your Labor Day. Please, 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 if you haven't already, get yourself registered to vote. Please plan to vote. And until we meet here again, be good, be blessed, be awesome.